Hi, my name is Barry Fitzgerald, and this is the first episode of a new podcast series called Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science. Yes, indeed, you're very welcome to the first episode of this podcast series, which is called Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science. My name is Barry Fitzgerald. I'm a researcher based at TU Delft. And Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science, well, it's more than just a podcast, because this podcast has been recorded to complement a series of talks that are going to take place on the TU Delft campus over the coming weeks, in fact, between March and May of this year, 2019. Now, what is Binge Watch Academy, you're probably asking? Well, Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science is going to focus on three different aspects. We're going to look at superheroes, binge watch culture, and some of the science technology that could perhaps lead to the emergence of real superpowers in the future. So I'd like to give you a little bit of an idea of why I'm involved in Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science. So I'm a massive fan of superheroes and the superhero genre. And I've seen many of these films, well, quite a lot of times. And just to give you an idea of how often I watch these films, Avengers Infinity War, which came out in 2018, I've seen that film more than 40 times. Yes, 40 times. I've got it on my phone. I've got it on my laptop. I watch it when I'm on the train. I watch particular scenes from the film. Maybe I watch the whole film through. I really, really, really like watching that film. It's one of my favorite superhero films. And I've also seen, well, lots of the TV series multiple times, and I have been known to binge watch the superhero TV series, which you can do so via Netflix, for example. Now, about 3 years ago, I wrote a book which is called Secrets of Superhero Science. And in that book, I write about the real science that you would learn at school or the science that you could study at university and courses that could lead to the emergence of superpowers. But not only that, I also talk about the research that's been done by scientists at research institutes around the world, including TU Delft. Now, ever since I published that book, it's opened up loads of doors and lots of interest in the area of superhero science and, for example, my own research in the area. And I've actually published a number of papers in this area and also established an open access journal, which is based at TU Delft. The name of that journal is Superhero Science and Technology, and the aim of that journal is to invite people, researchers in fact, to write about their work in a way that's accessible to not only the academic community but also to the general public. So that's just a little bit about me and my motivation to be involved in Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science. So what I'd like to maybe give you an ideas of the three main topics that are going to be part of this particular series of talks that are going to take place on campus between March and May 2019. I should also point out, of course, and highlight that these talks have been arranged in conjunction with Studium Generale based at TU Delft. So the talk series, as I mentioned earlier on, is going to comprise of three main parts. We're going to be focusing on the binge watch component. We're going to focus on the superhero component, and then also look at the science and technology and engineering or innovation behind perhaps replicating the powers of some of these characters. Now, the speakers that you're going to hear from in the particular series, well, they're going to come from many, many different areas, not only TU Delft, but also from further afield. And, well, the whole series is a fantastic collection or array of speakers, and they're going to talk about many, many different topics. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you a quick run through of the breakdown of the episodes and how the episodes are actually going to be arranged. So we're going to start everything on March 14th with episode 1, and that is going to be based on Superman and Luke Cage. Then on April 2nd, we're going to have episode 2, and that's going to focus on Jessica Jones and the X-Men. And Episode 3 will be on April 25th. It's going to look at Supergirl and The Flash. And finally, episode 4, which is on May 13th. And that is going to look at Daredevil. Now, each of these episodes or talk series, they're all going to take place at the same location. They're all going to be at the Owl Auditorium. And each evening, these events are going to take place between 7:30 and 9 in the evening. Now, over the podcast series, I'll be, of course, be reminding you of all these times and when these are going to take place. And, of course, the speakers and the content. Because in addition to having this type of podcast I'm recording right now, you're also going to get a pre-podcast before every event and a post-podcast where I'll sit down with the speakers from each of the episodes, and we'll go through some of the questions that were raised by maybe audience members or some topics that we didn't get enough time to explore in greater detail, and interesting things that we'd like to talk about a little bit more. Now, undoubtedly, there's huge interest in the superhero genre at the moment. A lot of these films, well, as I mentioned earlier on, I've watched Avengers Infinity War more than 40 times. And 2019, it will be another huge year for superhero films. And this year, you're going to see a number of films being released over the coming months. This week, for example, you have Captain Marvel, which has been released, the latest film from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's the universe of films that Disney are involved with. And these are the films that includes characters such as Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow, and of course, Captain Marvel. But later on this year, you're going to see a number of other films. So in April, you're going to see the release of Shazam, which is a DC character, as well as a reboot of Hellboy. And then at the end of April, probably the film that I've been looking forward to more than all of the ones that have been out so far, and that is Avengers Endgame. That is the sequel to Avengers Infinity War. And I don't want to be giving away anything to anyone who hasn't seen Avengers Infinity War yet, but I really, really recommend you go and see Avengers Infinity War before you think about going to see Avengers Endgame, because, well, Endgame is going to be, well, as in the title, a huge end to an era of films from the Marvel Cinematic Universe before they start off with the next era. And in fact, the first film of that next era of films will be out in the summer, and that's Spider-Man Far From Home. It'll be interesting to see how they start and kick off the next phase, which they call Phase 4 of these particular films. Later on this year, there also will be an X-Men Dark Phoenix film, a New Mutants film, and a Joker film. That's the Joker from the Batman series. Now, in addition, of course, to the films, you also have many different TV series. And as part of Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science presented by Studium Generale, we are going to focus on mainly characters that have appeared on these TV series. And we're going to focus on two main groups. And you may have picked up on that from the list of talks that I gave to you earlier on. The first set of characters we're going to focus on will come from what's known as the Arrowverse. Now, the Arrowverse is a set of TV series that consists of 24 seasons across four main different series. So those four series are The Legends of Tomorrow, you've got The Arrow, which kickstarted it all, Supergirl, and The Flash. And all of these series actually cross over with each other, so there's overlap between them and they have common storylines. And over the course of Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science, we may actually have a look at some of these crossovers or use those to motivate some of the science technology we're going to talk about. So I actually recommend that you have a look at these crossovers. And in the pre-podcast, I'll remind you to check out those particular crossover events, because it's actually good to watch those as a kind of a study material before you hear from the scientists and innovators and those who are going to be speaking as part of the program at the different episodes. The second universe of films that we're going to focus on can also be watched on platforms such as Netflix, similar to the Arrowverse, and that is what I'm going to call the Daredevilverse. And this is the series of characters that have been brought together, such as Daredevil, Jessica Jones, the Iron Fist, Luke Cage, the Punisher, and they have their own universe, which is actually contained within the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, for example, in Jessica Jones, you'll hear them referring to Captain America. In Daredevil, they refer to the incident, which is the Battle of New York, which took place in the Avengers in 2012. That's where the Chitauri alien army tries to invade the Earth, but the Avengers come along and stop it. And in the Daredevil series, they refer to that as the incident. They don't necessarily call it the Battle of New York. They call it the incident, and they make references to it throughout the series, and in fact some of the technologies that have appeared in some of these films actually make appearances in the Daredevil series and also in the Luke Cage series. So we're going to focus on characters from both of those particular verses or universes of superhero TV series. So that's the Arrowverse, and we're going to look at the Daredevilverse. So what I suggest you do is, before every episode of Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science, have a look at the TV series that relate to these particular characters. And don't worry, I'll be reminding you over the podcast series. I'll be giving you tips on which episodes to watch and which ones to take note of and which ones will be relevant in particular for the talks that you're going to hear from the many scientists, bioartists, and students who will be part of the program of Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science. So what I'd like to do is just to once again remind you of what Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science is going to be all about. It's been presented by Studium Generale. It's going to be on the TU Delft campus. It's going to take place at the Aula Auditorium. The dates are March 14th, April 2nd, April 25th, May 13th. I'll be your host on all of those evenings. I'm going to be the MC. I really am looking forward to introducing some really cool science innovation and case studies from researchers based at TU Delft and further afield, and also from students who have worked on projects that have a relation or a connection to the superhero genre. I'm really, really excited about what's going to come from these series of talks. I hope that you're going to engage with these talks, engage with the podcast, for example, and do your study work that I'll be outlining in the pre-podcast, and come along and ask questions and get involved. And the idea here is that, absolutely, I have to say, I would love to have superpowers, and I would love to have many, many different superpowers, to be honest. But the science and innovation that will be presented as part of Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science, well, the aim here is not to talk about giving powers to everyone and hoping that we'll use them in the best way. The technologies we're going to be talking about, the science we're going to talk about, will have a responsible nature to it. It's about thinking about how we can make sure this can be good and not abused. So that if I want to replicate technologies that could give us or somebody superpowers, that in fact what we're looking to do is to create technologies that would have a benefit to society and that people could use going forward into the future. Well, there you have it. This has been the very first podcast of Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me talking about, well, the various topics you're going to hear about and the superhero genre and talking about the films. I can't wait for Binge Watch Academy to start. I'm really looking forward to the first event, which is going to be on the 14th of March. Stay tuned for the release of the next podcast, because in the next podcast, I'm going to delve in a little bit more detail into the subject matter of the first episode, episode one, which is going to be on March 14th. The focus is going to be on Superman and Luke Cage. And we're going to be looking at, in particular, the idea of impenetrability, of bulletproof materials, of bulletproof superheroes, and whether or not we could actually see that in the future. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I've been Barry Fitzgerald. I can't wait to get started with Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science. And looking forward to hopefully seeing you there on the 14th of March for episode one of Binge Watch Academy Superhero Science. Always think super. Nothing is impossible.